Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. British leaders attempting to reassure financial markets following last Thursday's referendum to leave the European Union. Britain's finance chief, George Osborne, met with reporters today to explain what they're doing to make sure the economy doesn't go off course and explain potential impact of the EU vote to citizens.
People need to know the fundamentals are strong. We have dealt with the immediate challenge of an unexpected vote as far as financial markets are concerned because we had in place detailed contingency plans. There will be an adjustment in the months ahead, but I think we are well placed to meet that adjustment. And our message to businesses, large and small, is very simple. Britain is open for business.
Prime Minister David Cameron is to meet with EU leaders in Brussels tomorrow. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to London and Brussels today, first American official to do so since the so-called Brexit vote. On Friday, President Obama said the U.K. and EU will remain indispensable partners of the United States. Italian Coast Guard says it has coordinated the rescue of more than 3,300 migrants in the Mediterranean as Libya-based smugglers exploited good weather and calm seas to launch more boats full of migrants toward Italy. Coast Guard saying the migrants were saved on Sunday in an area 55 kilometers north of the Libyan coast. Lebanese officials are saying suicide bombers have killed at least five people in an eastern village near the Syrian border. 15 were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Lebanon has been repeatedly hit by militant attacks related to the ongoing war in neighboring Syria. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces have liberated the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters following a month-long military offensive. The battle for Fallujah was backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes. Former U.S. ambassador to Iraq, James Jeffrey, tells VOA the mission in Fallujah is the best example of the way to defeat IS.
We can take down ISIS quickly if we combine elite ground forces, Iraqi, and I would prefer more U.S., with vigorous and aggressive use of American air power and other support. That's what we saw in this battle.
Jeffrey says the next step to doing away with the Islamic State is to retake the city of Mosul. A second election in Spain in 6 months did little to clarify the political landscape, with acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's center-right People's Party emerging with the biggest block of seats, 137, but far short of the 176 needed for a majority. It must now try to form a governing coalition. Atlantic Council analyst Carlos Castello says the reason the new election was called were the parties failed to form a working coalition.
We're seeing that we have these emerging new parties, both on the liberal side and the far left, who made big gains in the parliament. I think we confronted the situation that we were not used to, which was having to negotiate a coalition government. That's where new elections were needed. No one was able to come together and negotiate like a coalition agreement.
The recent ballots follow December's vote, which was similar in outcome. Also comes amid voter anger over high unemployment as well as welfare and education cuts. American pro basketball great Shaquille O'Neal is putting on a basketball clinic in Havana for local youngsters, becoming the latest emissary from the U.S. to outreach to the people of Cuba.
I just want to come over here and extend our friendly hand and, you know, just start to smoothing things out. You know, I think it was great for the president to, you know, reopen the door and, you know, regain a better relationship with this beautiful island.
O'Neal is a 2016 Hall of Fame inductee, four-time NBA champion. Recent months and years have seen a string of American sporting, diplomatic, and cultural missions to Cuba, as Washington and Havana mend relations that were openly hostile for over five decades. Japanese stocks rose today, but some other Asian markets declined. Crude oil prices fell further. U.S. shares appear headed lower. They're lower in Europe as well. British pound futures fell versus the dollar today. The Nikkei index in Tokyo closed today's session with a gain of about 2.4%. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.